The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 The Talker. I'm here with my husband, Pat Devaney, who's a fellow realtor, drone operator, sign installer, husband, and co-host. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
You wear all those hats.
I'm busy. I'm very busy.
Yes, you are very busy. And we have with us Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have an exceptional real estate office with many full-time realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a webcam on top of the building looking at Dunmore Corners. We get thousands of hits a month on that camera. It's unbelievable.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobile-friendly jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Also, look us up on social media. We're just about everywhere. And we do have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on jruddy.com. Just go to the radio tab. We're also a Century 21 Pinnacle Quality Service Award-winning office, again. We're always top 10 in the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, and we were top 10 in sales volume, number 9, actually.
And we only have one office.
And
we don't have 20 offices.
Right, where they merge their numbers. So I think that's exceptional. And we have 10 multi-million dollar producers, $7 million producers. We just have a really fantastic office. And I want to mention our rookie of the year for 2025 was Melissa Campus Hoffman. And Outstanding Achievement Award went to Naomi Grant. They're doing wonderful. They're newer agents and they're really taking off. Once again, we have Melissa Labraccio, manager of Budget Blinds. She co-owns Budget Blinds with Rick, her husband. Rick is not with us, but Rick Labraccio is your husband, co-owner.
Yes, co-owner, husband, yes.
Okay, so tell me about Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds is basically a shop-at-home business. We do not have a storefront, but we do come to your home. It's a free consultation, so you would give us a call, let us know, you know, that you're interested in buying window coverings. We set up an appointment. We're very flexible with our appointments. And we would come out. We'll measure the windows you're interested in. And we have samples with us. So we have hand samples. We have color swatches. So if you're looking, if you have something in mind already, we're happy. You know, we sell just about every window covering you can imagine. But if you're looking for suggestions, we can do that as well. Once you pick a product and a color, we will give you an estimate. If you decide to go with us, which we hope you do, it's generally about 3 weeks to get the product, and then we do everything from the beginning to end. We install it for you as well.
Where are you based?
Our home base where we get all of our products delivered is actually Honesdale. But we are Budget Blinds of Scranton, Clark Summit, and Pittston.
Okay, so blinds, I love, you do shades as well, correct?
Blinds and shades and shutters.
I'm not telling you where we live. You cannot come to my house, okay? You don't tell her. Don't tell her where we live.
Well, so you...
Jackie loves this stuff.
You not only can select your blinds or shades or window coverings or window treatments from your company, but you also do the installation.
Yes, we have a great installer. We're a family-owned business, so our installer is our nephew, Ryan. He has a lot of experience. He worked at a Budget Blinds in Florida, and he just recently moved back home. So we were lucky enough to get him, and he helps us out with our installs.
All right. So sounds like, wow, it's all family.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. So what's happening in the world of blinds? What are most people going with these days?
It really depends on the area that you're living in. This particular area, people seem to really gravitate towards shutters or what we call natural shades.
How about the vertical blinds? Are they completely out?
No, believe it or not, vertical blinds are kind of making a comeback, and they have different patterns, and it's not the old PVC that you're used to. A lot of them are fabric now, the veins, so people are still ordering verticals.
Okay. And I would imagine they would be on large window panes, such as sliding
glass.
Yeah,
like glass. A patio door,
yeah,
or something. Right. Right?
Yeah, most people like them for a patio door, but even so, they do them on regular windows as well.
Okay. We've stayed at some
fancy
newer type.
Or down at the last place we were, it was with the windows.
Hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so you always get a kick and charge out of it, right? Because you go over and it's
inside the glass.
Right.
The blinds are inside the glass.
You don't have to worry about cleaning them.
And
yeah.
There's a motor and they go up and down.
Yeah, there's only one bad thing to that. If one of the cords breaks, you really can't, you know, you'd basically have to remove the window to replace the shade. So they're nice, they're convenient, and, you know, you can keep them nice and clean, but it definitely isn't. With the sun beating on your windows, it does do a number on the fabrics and the cords that are used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
When I'm a tourist and I'm hitting them up and down, I love them, but I don't think I would want them in my house.
Yeah, and we went to a few open houses last year in the Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
And they were phenomenal.
Yeah, but those were multi-million dollar homes on oceanfront. They had open houses down there with the flags, and they were oceanfront homes. So, of course, my car...
It's a shame people
right
have to
it.
Live
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean
two pools. And, I don't know. It's terrible, really. An elevator. I mean, come on.
Uh-huh. It must be terrible to have to live like that.
It is. And the breathtaking views.
Oh, it's
I'd
amazing.
Never leave my house.
But no. You'd be on vacation all the time.
All the time. Yeah, we like to see how the other half lives once in a while. Then we go back to our...
Little tiny
our
home.
Modest home. Yes.
Modest, yeah.
Okay, so verticals are making a comeback. How about, you know, when I was in my 20s and I broke out on my own, I would go to a store, big box store, and I would get the $5 box of plastic blinds.
Oh, that it starts with a K?
Yeah. Right,
that
right.
starts with a K that's not right. around anymore.
And then, you know, you had your three colors to choose from. And I do my own installation, which was probably...
I know, and if you pull the string too hard, they come crashing down.
Yeah, they
down
come
on
flying
you.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the big box stores do still sell those products. They're not as cheap as they used to be, but they do still sell them. The only downside with that is the quality of the product. The cords aren't as strong. The PVC that the blinds are made out of are not made to withstand the heat that comes into the windows, you know, especially if you have a certain facing window and you're getting the majority of your heat in the middle of the day. Those blinds can tend to bow and get wavy. And you know, you're still spending a decent amount of money on a blind, but you're not getting a warranty and you're getting subpar material.
Not to mention if you have cats or dogs and they like to jump up on the window, they're always bent. I get a charge out of that.
You can tell. You can tell who's a pet owner and who doesn't by looking at the blinds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, the nice thing about buying from Budget Blinds is also you get a warranty. So the minimum warranty that you would get would be 5 years.
Nice.
Some are even longer. And we sell motorization, so, you know, you get a 5-year warranty on that motor as well. So it comes with a good warranty that you can buy and not have to worry, you know, if something happens within, you know, the first 2-3 years that you're not going to have recourse. We replace those shades or blinds completely. We don't fix them. They're replaced with new ones.
I never minded the manual. In fact, we have them in our kitchen, and we put them up and down every day, especially the window facing the back of the house. A lot of the other blinds we just leave down, but the one that goes to the backyard, we like to see. We like to bring in the daylight, you know, but at night we like to bring it down in privacy. And not to mention, you know, in the cooler months, it is better when we have the blinds down. Keeps the room warmer, I notice, considerably. And our shades. We also have shades on a lot of the windows. And we pull those down, too. So it is good for heat loss.
Oh, absolutely. They're definitely good for energy as far as, you know, keeping your cold out and keeping your warmth in. We have them actually, we have honeycomb shades in our bedroom, and when I pull them down in the morning or push them up, I could see condensation on the window from how much it insulated that window. So they really do a good job.
Okay, can you describe to me what a honeycomb shade is?
A honeycomb shade is, some people might recognize them as being a shade that has pleats in them.
Okay.
It's a pleated, another word for it is a pleated shade. But they come in different thicknesses. So you can purchase, a single thickness or a double, depending on how much insulation you're really looking for. If you have a window that gets a lot of that cold air in the winter and, you know, wind, you might want to go with a double pleated shade, because it'll definitely help with that insulation.
You just described everything in northeastern Pennsylvania. You just described
that's
the whole area.
That's very true.
Do they also, can you get them like to block out the sun completely?
Yeah, they come in light filtering or room darkening. They don't call them blackouts anymore because they make your room completely dark, but the verbiage, they just don't like that verbiage anymore. So they call them room darkening. And yeah, I mean, if you decide to do a room darkening in a bedroom, that's even better, because if you're trying to block out that cold weather, the wind, that extra layer on the back of the shade is going to make it even more insulating.
I can sleep anywhere, anytime, and I don't need a cave. But my husband and child do.
I love to sleep in a cave.
I know. Cold, freezing cold.
Dark. Quiet cave.
I can sleep with, in fact, when we first got married and you moved into my house, there were no blinds, no shades on the windows.
It was horrible.
And he was like awake at 5 o'clock in the morning.
The sun comes up, I'm like, no, this is not going to work. We're getting some shades.
That day we went out.
Yeah. I was at Kmart getting the cheapos, putting them on the window.
No, we have the old style shades, you know, that you pull down. In fact, it was by this radio station. It was 18 years ago when we purchased the shades for our house, but they're the old style, and on the first floor I have the scalloped design, the lightweight ones, but I like the way that they look in the front of the house. But in the second floor, they're the heavier canvas style. I don't know, they're not canvas, but like the
heavier. Are they a Roman shade?
No, they're just the basic pull-down shades, you know, on the windows for the bedrooms. But I like the new styles, the one that you just described. The blinds where you can just touch and they go up.
Oh, yeah, the ones with no strings on them, right?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
We just call them cordless shades. There was a law that was put in effect about a year and a half ago, and in the United States, you're no longer allowed to have dangling cords. So everything that you see anymore is going to be a cordless shade or blind.
Okay. I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, because there's you hear terrible stories of kids getting tangled up with, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, tragedies. So they, I guess that's a good
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, Canada had that law for a while, and then we just decided that it was something good, and the industry needed to move ahead with that as well.
So do you see people going more with the blinds or the shades?
I would say definitely shades. Between the pleated shades and the natural shades, and even roller shades. Roller shades aren't what you're used to from back in the day. Roller shades are now beautiful fabrics, different kind of prints, really a soft shade, and you don't have to pull them down like the old crank ones used to be to get them to go up. It's like a smooth one-touch motion anymore, and they're just really nice quality.
Is there anything that could go wrong with them?
Yeah, I mean, just like everything else, whenever you have moving parts, there are things that can happen. But for the most part, we call them recalls, even though they replace, because of the warranty, they're going to replace if anything happens. And odds are, if something's going to happen to your shade, it's going to be within the first couple years, just because that's when it's newly made, newly functioning. You know, maybe somebody could have put it together a little bit different or wrong, and that's when you're going to see it. But for the most part, the quality that we see coming out of the factories is really top-notch. We have very few problems with the products that we sell.
Good. So budget-friendly, Budget Blinds, that's the name of the company.
Yes.
And so you probably offer anything from low-end to high-end.
We do. We offer mini blinds. We offer faux-wood blinds. That's usually our lower end of the thing. And then we also have a series that is even less expensive that we offer as well. They're still much better than the quality that you would buy in Home Depot or Lowe's, but it is still a custom shade. So you're getting a custom shade that's cut and made to your window.
And installed professionally.
And installed, yes.
Melissa Liberatio, manager. Rick Liberatio, your husband, co-owner of Budget Blinds. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can go online to our website at www.budgetblinds.com/Scranton, or you can give us a call. Our phone number is 570-561-1550.
And so you've been doing blinds. Obviously, your nephew came back from Florida. He worked for Budget Blinds down in Florida, so you're familiar with the company. And where do you go as far as
a service area?
A service area.
We go quite far. When we first got into this business 5 years ago, we just purchased a territory, which was Budget Blinds of Scranton. And we had surrounding areas such as Archbold and areas like that. We were doing, you know, fairly well, and we wanted to expand. So that's when we chose to purchase Clark Summit, Pittston. We do Tunkhannock. We even go up into the Lake Wall and Paulpack area and Honesdale. So we travel quite far. So if you're, you know, not sure if we cover your area, just give us a call and we'll be happy to see if we do.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Melissa. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 63 Church Street in Edwardsville for $165,000. This home, it's been fully renovated. It's got lots of new things. It's got new windows, new plumbing. The electric has been done. a new sewer line, the bathrooms, both bathrooms are new, the kitchen has been done, new doors, drywall, and the kitchen appliances. This home is 1,250 square feet, and it sits on a manageable lot, and low taxes of only $1,700 a year. So if you want a renovated three-bedroom, two-bath home, give us a call about 63 Church Street in Edwardsville for only $165,000, and that's listed by Zara Hernandez of our office.
Thank you, Pat. 1031 Corp is our sponsor this week. They help real estate investors defer capital gains when selling and reinvesting in business use or investment property. 1031 Corp is the middleman you need to help you complete a 1031 exchange. And for over three decades, they have mastered how to keep the exchange process easy. Their exchange experts will educate you on 1031 exchanges, review your situation, and walk you through the entire process. If you own an investment or business property, whether it's residential or commercial, contact 1031 Corp before your closing to learn how you can exchange into a property that works better for you while deferring the capital gains and depreciation recapture so you can keep your hard-earned equity working in your next property. Contact them by calling 1-800-828-1031. That's 1-800-828-1031 or visit 1031corp.com. We'll be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable, where we talk about the issues that matter to homeowners, buyers, and sellers. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Melissa Labratio, manager of Budget Blinds. Melissa co-owns Budget Blinds with Rick Labratio, owner. How are you?
Everybody's got blinds in the house.
Yes, they do.
Everybody does. Everybody needs budget blinds.
Everybody needs window coverings for sure.
Well, I know some people that definitely need window coverings.
That don't have
anything on their windows. I think I'm going to send them a gift certificate. That's what I'm going to do.
That's a good idea.
There was someone that used to live on a main road. We got such a kick out of it. Okay. It was like almost like every night we would take a drive down this main thoroughfare.
Yeah, Patrick was little.
And I couldn't believe it.
We couldn't believe it. We thought it was like a setup.
Yeah.
They have their bed right next to the front window of the house on the main street.
And they sat in their bed every night reading.
With the light on. It was like a show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's the only show we wanted to see.
Wow.
So, no, we stopped one night with Patrick in the car and we go, look, is that real or is that a mannequin? And then all of a sudden they turned the page and we were like, ah, we all screamed and we took off because...
That's what when customers call us and it's a new build or something like that and they don't have anything on their windows, they say to me, they usually say, I feel like I'm living in a fishbowl.
Mm-hmm.
This was a new build. It was exactly a new build. She must have been waiting for the blinds to come.
She must have been waiting.
Yeah, but I would have lived in the back bedroom for time being. But I mean, we got such a kick out of it. Even we knew some of the neighbors and they were in on it too. Like they were like, they couldn't believe it. That's all we talked about was the woman in bed.
Yeah.
Then she moved. I don't know. Yeah, she moved.
Or she got blinds.
Yeah. Something on her windows. So, in terms of, we were talking about the budgets of the products you offer, low to high, anything in the middle, and mini blind. You have it all. Mini blinds, shades, regular blinds, vertical blinds. Now we've been talking about the interior of the home. Do you do anything outside?
We do. We do solar shades for outside. So we would do a lanai or a patio that you have, and you want, you know, we have a lot of customers that, you know, have nosy neighbors, and they want to put some shades up outside because their neighbors see them grilling and, you know, have when they have family over, and they wanted to be a little bit more private. So we do outdoor as well.
Okay, good stuff.
So you said they're solar. What are they, automatic? What is that?
You can purchase them to be automatic, so they go up and down with a remote. But no, these are what's considered solar shades. They come in different opacities. So depending on what opacity you pick, depends on how open the weave is on the shade. So, you know, you will get more privacy or less privacy. A lot of people have sunrooms and they still want to be able to see out the
oh,
shades.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah, I know what
down.
You're talking about.
So they'll do an opacity that's more open. They're not so concerned about privacy as they are the beating sun coming in there, but they still want to be able to look out their windows.
Yeah, I see a lot of cars have that in the back seats now, the fancy cars. Mm-hmm. They're built in with the shades, but you can see out, but you really can't see in.
Yep.
Right. And it's better than tint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
oh, yeah.
You can
put them up and down.
Right. You can control it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Melissa Labratio, manager of Budget Blinds. Rick Labratio, your husband, co-owner. How does someone get in touch with Budget Blinds, please?
So you would either go on our website and request a free consultation. Our website is www.budgetblinds.com/Scranton. Or you would give us a call at 570-561-1550.
Thank you. Pennsylvania is named 8th best state to retire in 2026, and that's according to Wallet Hub.
I think it's the best.
Yeah, well,
I think it's the best state.
Why not?
Well, maybe Florida. Yeah. I don't know. I never retired in Florida. But this is better than New York, let me tell you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jackie. Go ahead.
That's okay. The 4 best real estate markets for aspiring snowbirds.
Okay.
Are you an aspiring snowbird?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, that's because we had a terrible winter last
winter.
And
if I lived in Honesdale, it would be even worse. Right?
These
Melissa?
Are the 4.
Absolutely.
Yes. Honesdale is a little worse than we are. 1, Delray Beach, Florida. 2, El Paso, Texas. 3, Pascagoula, Mississippi. 4, Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Nah. Dunmore's not on the list? No.
Dunmore's not on the list. Well, that's because we had a terrible winter.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's
confused.
For aspiring snowbirds. Mm-hmm. Get with it. 7 places in Pennsylvania to see spring blooms.
Okay. I'm ready.
Pittsburgh is 1, their botanical garden. 2, Longwood Gardens. 3, the Erie Zoo and Botanical Gardens. 4, Ricketts Glen. We went to Ricketts Glen 1 year.
Okay.
5, the Arboretum at Penn State. 6, Hershey Gardens. 7, Caton's Blue Bird Gardens. You know, my son goes to school in New York City. And you think he would take his mother to the Botanical Gardens?
The Bronx Botanical Gardens are right across the street.
I've been there. They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, I haven't. I go across the street to visit my son, but one of these days we'll go. Right, Pat?
Right. We went to the zoo, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, we're halfway there. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. If you're a developer or a contractor, here's a rare opportunity in South Abington Township. It's on Roberts Way. It's 3.8 acres of land, and it's ready to build in a development. It's got building pads, paved roads, concrete curbs with the curb cutouts, street lighting, and underground utilities. There are permits in place for 15 townhouses inside this development, all for $700,000, and that's listed by John Suma of our office.
Melissa Labratio, would you come back next week so we could talk more about blinds, shades, and more?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Thank you. And Memorial Day, we honor those who have died in service to the United States. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 The Talker.